On the first Sunday of the month in Pasadena, California, as many as 60,000 people descend on the Rose Bowl parking lot, which hosts one of the biggest flea markets in the country. The market is popular with casual shoppers and with professionals who buy for antique shops and vintage clothing stores. But Patrick Hirsch reports the best customers are the Japanese.
As you enter the Rose Bowl flea market from the main entrance...
They roam the market in packs, sporting vintage denim and the latest Tokyo hairstyles, concentration written all over their faces as they scan the stalls. And according to Kevin Miles, one of the flea market's area managers, they come in their thousands.
There's got to be 1,500, 2,000 of them. Toward the holidays, there's more. But they run. Literally, it's a dead run. Heading over to the white area.
The white area is the section of the market dedicated to vintage clothing and collectibles. To most of the Rose Bowl shoppers, it looks a bit like a disorderly garage sale, but to the Japanese buyers, it's a gold mine. Kyoko Kobayashi is buying toys and collectibles for her shop called Spiral in Tokyo's trendy Harajuku district. She says the Rose Bowl is the number one place to shop in the U.S. because there are so many sellers.
There's a piece of fabric. It's yellow. It's got like bunnies and a girl.
Trent Walker runs a stall in the white area with his partner, Mike. Hemmed in between a second-hand guitar seller and a guy flogging chandeliers out of a truck, Trent's stall consists of three trestle tables piled high with kitsch. Dolls of all shapes and sizes, psychedelic ashtrays, fluorescent fabrics, retro lampshades, Happy Meal toys.
Anything Americana, if it's red, white, and blue, we can sell it. From salt and pepper shakers to red, white, and blue belts, purses, hats, jeans.
Stall owners at the Rose Bowl know just what their customers want, and they plunder the online auction site eBay to get it. They've turned the Rose Bowl into the most important venue in the U.S. for Japanese buyers.
Character toys, U.S. toys.
Kyoko Kobayashi says she comes to California to shop six times a year and spends about $10,000 on each trip. But she'll make a huge profit on that outlay back in Japan. She pays $110 for an old McDonald's Playground burger ride at Trent's stall. She reckons she can sell it for $500. Another buyer, called Masa, spies a rather grubby plastic doll with big eyes.
Oh, this one is a long time looking for this in Japan for $500 something.
Trent sells him two of the dolls for $100 each. He says he's not surprised to hear that Masa will make five times the amount in his own store. He bought the dolls on eBay and says he's making quite a nice profit himself.
I actually buy those dolls from about $25 to $30 each and price them at about $115, $120 so that I can come down to about $95 or $100.
The Japanese buyers are polite, friendly, and very well organized. A day at the Rose Bowl often looks like a major logistical exercise, says area manager Kevin Miles, as the shoppers load up on vintage clothing and kitsch.
They take them out by the basket load, the army duffel bags, things like that. They carry them out three, four, five at a time and run back in and grab three or four more.
One of the greatest ironies is that many of the dolls, the Snoopy toys and Superman costumes that these stalls sell were made in Japan in the first place. They were probably shipped into the country 20 years ago through the port of Los Angeles, just a few miles away down the 110 freeway. Now it's time for them to go home. For NPR News, I'm Patrick Hirsch in Los Angeles.